Ready? It's late. Sorry. 11:05. I did leave a message by him, though. He lives in Riverdale. He could have come in, you know. Could have got a guide ride with him. Okay, let's go. Let's begin, guys. Okay. I want to start the next sugya, so let's go. Says the Gemara like this. V'osu tefach. We learned that there's a machlokes, the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. How many walls of a sugya do you need? Two and a tefach like a Chachamim, or three and a tefach like a Reb Shimon. Yes? So now the Gemara focuses on what we call this tefach. What does this tefach mean? So it says, V'osu tefach heichen ma'amido. This tefach, where do we put it up regarding the walls? So the Gemara quotes, Amar Rav. A Rav is a first generation Amara. Ma'amido keneged ha-yotze. You set it up keneged ha-yotze. Okay? So, Lamaisa, there are different pshatim on this in the Rishonim. I want you to get them all down. Okay? The different pshatim in the Rishonim. What does it mean keneged ha-yotze? We'll get to Rashi, but Rashi is a machlek, is what Rashi holds. So let's get to the Rishonim that say exactly what is chlor. Okay? Let's get it down. Number one, Lamaisa, is the Ritva. I gave you the Ritva. The Ritva's first pshat says like this. He says it's a situation where, and I'm gonna show you the picture, okay? So you could draw it like that in your notes. You see one and two? You see the right angle? Yeah, good idea. Let me draw it on the board, okay? Let's get the Ritva has a few different shotim here, so let's go one at a time, okay? You know, we have to always try to know all the different shittas in the Rishonim to make sure that we have it clear. So the Ritva says keneged hayotze, okay? And this is Rashi's keneged hayotze. What does that mean? So he says the following. It says it means either what? This is Rav Shita. Ritva. Rav Shita. Okay. That's the way we'll say it because there's a machlokes in the Gemara. So Rav Shita is like this. Could be one of two ways. Either you draw it like this. Okay. That the tefach is here. That's one way of saying it. Okay. That's what keneged hayotze is. And what's the other way to say it? This is all in one. Or you could say like this. You got the right angle, and you say it like this. Okay? I want you guys to get that down. That's Rav.
Wait, why not?
What does keneged hayotze mean? Keneged hayotze means what stuck out.
Wait, isn't the first opinion one that is on the right, it's like right here?
No. This is Rav. Keneged hayotze. Rav is keneged hayotze, right? Rav. Doing Rav Shita. There are two Shitas in the Gemara. Okay? Amar Rav, Ma'amido, keneged hayotze. Matthew, what is keneged hayotze? Keneged hayotze is keneged hayotze. Can either be what? You keneged sof one of the end of the walls in the Karen Ruach HaParetz, which is open, right? Or it could be what? Or it could be keneged Amar HaParetz. So it's the open one. So is it keneged this or keneged this? See, this is facing this or this is facing that. Izzy, you got me? That's the Ritva's first shot. Yonatan, you got me? Okay. Let's carry it through now. Matthew, you got that chlor? Yeah, what's wrong with the... What don't you give it the Ritva?
In the Gemara?
What'd you say?
Your opinion is this.
Rav. Rav's opinion.
This is Rav?
No. I'm going through the different shot than Rishonim. We're starting with the Ritva.
So Rashi holds like...
We didn't get to Rashi. So Machlokes and Rashi. I want to do the Rishonim at 100% first what they say. Is a machlokes marshal marshal maram what Rashi says? So let's go with the Ritva first. One sec.
Wait, are these walls? The big walls are 7x7 each. So there's both of those cases are exactly the same.
Yeah, these are all the same 7x7. Okay, you got it? You got that?
Yep. But why is it keneged hayotze?
Because it's keneged. It's keneged the open wall. Yotze means this. This one is keneged. This one and this one is keneged. This. Either way is the same thing, but he gives you two pictures. The Ritva, okay. Now who's the next sheet in the Gemara? Let's read it. So they ask Akasha in the Gemara. So what does Gemara say? The Gemara says that Talmidim asked Rav. Let's get the lashon of Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is what? On Vav Amud Beis. Let's get to it. It says. Amr le Rav Kana Larasi, Larav, what are you talking about? Yemenek and Reneged Rosh HaTur. Then it says Shasik Rav, which we'll get to, Bli Neder. Rav was silent. So what are they suggesting? So the Ritva says, you know what they're suggesting? According to this first pshat, Rav Kahana Rav Asi say you should do it what? You should do it at the Achlachson. What's an Alachson?
Right angle?
No, Alachson is diagonal. So it means the following. What their sheet is, who is it? Rav Kahana and who else?
Rav
Asi. Rav Kahana, thank you, Rav Asi. You know what they hold? Let's get it down. They hold like this. That the tefach is mamish pointing at the vertex of the diagonal. You got that? Yonatan, you got this? Let's get this down. I'm like, so how are we going to remember it? Kenega the yotze, you follow me? It's kenega the yotze. Izzy, you got me? It's kenega the diagonal. You follow that?
Yeah.
That's the way Rav Kahana Rav Asi said to who? Said to Rav. And he was quiet. Okay. This is the Ritva, Shat, Rishon. Very good. Okay, let's go now. Weiter now. There's like four pshatim in the Rishonim. Okay? Let's go. Let's get them. Okay? This is number one pshat. This is Ritva. This is Rav Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Let's go now. Next pshat. Okay? In the Rishonim. Next pshat in Rishonim, Lamais is the Ritva in his second pshat. Ritva. I'm going to write one here like this. Two. Ritva. Bipshat Shani. In the second shot. Okay? No. We're doing the Pshatim in the whole Gemara. First shot was Rav and Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Now we do start with Pshat Rav. What's Rav say? According to the Ritva in the second shot. You know what he says? Kenegat Yotze is one of two options. Please get it down. It's like hangman. You know how you ever done hangman? See how the tefach sticks out like that? Yes? That's one possibility he has for Rav. Then he has a different possibility, which is basically the same thing. If you look at it in a different way, it could be like a hangman if you're looking this way. You follow me? You understand what I mean? So that's Rav's opinion. What's Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? What do they say? They say, no way. They say you should connect that tour. What does connect that tour mean? So listen to what they say. They say like this. They say it should be like this. Again, always a diagonal, but here it looks like this. You see that? The diagonal going like that. Okay? And then they give another possibility, which could be like this. It's the same thing, though. You see that? The same thing. Either it's going that way or going that way. That was their timing. So how many pshatim we have so far? That's the Ritva. Okay? Two pshatim in the Ritva. In the pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Yes, Izzy?
Maybe we'll get to this later, but what's my focus about?
Oh, we'll get to it. I want to get the sheetas down first, okay? We're going to get to it, okay? What's the third pshat now? The third pshat is Halacha Lamaisa, the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem on Beizim and Beis. Okay? The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says, I want you to get this, because here it gets not confusing, but I just want you to hold cup with it. Here's one, here's two, here's three. Now the Ramban has exactly the way that the Ritva had for Rav Kahana Rav Asi. That's going to be Rav's shot, in other words, okay? So in other words, he says like this. Rav holds the hangman theory. This is the Ramban, okay? Right? Like I wrote here. Everyone got that? Yes? That's Rav's opinion. Rav holds like that. Yes? The same opinion that the Ritva said in the Pshat Hasheni. Same opinion the Ramban says like that as well. Okay? And this is his Pshat Lamaisa. This is what he's Mechadesh. In this din, the Ramban says, is that it's considered to be again nachamol. We're in the Ramban, yes? The Ramban says that kenegarat phonos is one or two. One second. That's what I was going to say here. He verts the shita. Let's get it clear. The Ramban says like this. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban is of the opinion that kenegarat yotze means the following. Like I wrote on the board over here. Okay? like I wrote on the board over here. Yes? That's considered to be the Ramban, for Rav's opinion. Okay? Or, Lamaisa. Everyone got that? Same opinion as we said, the Ritva's first shot, the Ramban. Yes? You got that? That's Rav. However, what does what? What does Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold? What does Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold? Let's get it. You know what they hold? So they hold like this. They hold that it's like the hangman, exactly. Very good, Matthew. They hold like the hangman, which is, that's why it says that I want you to hold cup with it, okay? Not confusing, but it's the same shot, Lamaisa. The Ritva's second shot for Rav is for Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. That's the Ramban. You got this? Okay? Jacob, you got it? You got to get it down, Lamaisa. Okay? I want you to write that in your notes. There's the Ritva's second shot is for Rav, is for Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, the Ramban's shot. Okay? Very good. And this brings us to the following. Let's get it. Okay? There's three other pshatim I want you to get. Okay? The Meiri. Let's get to the Meiri. Number four, Meiri. What does Rav say? What does Rav say? Rav says that according to the Meiri, it's considered to be Rav is of the opinion of the hangman. Okay? It's amazing. Hangman. Okay? So Rav now goes back to the hangman theory that the Ritva said in the second shot. But who's Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? Rav Kahana, the Rav Asi hold what? What do they hold, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? You guys tell me, what do Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold? Halacha l'maisa, can I get a tour? What does that mean? It means like this. Listen to this. This is a new one. Yeah. This is like a right angle. Kenegat Yotze is a right angle. It's all talking about how you touch the words Kenegat Yotze. Okay? Towards the opening. So towards the opening, it's got to point to both walls, he claimed. So it goes this and goes this. You follow me? You see how he's got it? Kenegat Yotze goes both ways. That's what the Meiri has. Halacha l'maisa. It's an amazing thing. Okay? And then the next shot is the Jews from the Troinoi Gon and the Ritzkeis. Okay? Let's go. Jews from the Troinoi Gon. Jews from the Troinoi Gon and the Ritzkeis. Yeah, remember the Ritzkeis? You guys remember the Ritzkeis.
Ritzkeis is always
Moshe. So what does he say? He says amazing. He says also, hangman for Rav. You with me? Hangman for Rav is what? You know the picture. You know the story. There it is, right? Hangman. And what do Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold? What do Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold? What do you say?
I'm going to guess.
They say halacha l'maisa. Amazing. You know what they say? Keneged psach hasukah. They say keneged rosh hatur is keneged psach hasukah, which is what? This is amazing. It's like what Rav said originally here. It's like what Rav said originally here, which is what? Remember this picture? Or it's what, like this picture?
So Rav Netagon.
Rav Netroinagon.
Netroinagon and
Ritzkeis. They have Rav, the first shot, is being Rav Kahana Rav Asi. And they had Rav being the hangman. Okay? Now, what's the machlekes? As Izzy asked me, so what's the machlokes? What would you say according to the Jews of the Troinagon Ritzkeis? What would you say? What do you think, Izzy? I'll tell you what the machlokes is. What's it better? Rav says better make a corner. It's better to make a corner. That's what you're doing when you make this, when you do this, right? You're making a corner. Right? They say it's the machlokes is Rav, it's better to make a corner. Rav Kahana Rav Asi, it's better to make a pesach. See, you're making a door. You follow me? You make a door. You follow me? That's the machlekes. Is it better to make a corner, like you're doing right here? Is it better to make a corner, right? Remember I said that, you're making a corner with this. And Rav Kahana Rav Asiya is saying no. Rav Kahana Rav Asiya is saying no, it's better to make a door. I want you to get that down. I'm going to write down, Zavis. Zavis is for who, Rav? You got that, Izzy? Zavis, or you say Pesach? Hear what I'm saying? Is it better to make a door? Zavis is a corner. Zion, Vav, Yud, Tov. Okay?
But Mitzad what? Like why would one be better over the other?
Well, they felt that when the Halacha Moshe Messina said two and a tefach, what does a tefach do? Is the tefach required to make a corner? Or is the tefach required to make a door? It was a machlekes conceptually, what is the function of what was a tefach? You follow what I'm saying? They wanted to know what did that tefach bring to the table.
But meaning, does the way we look at the sukkah change?
No, it doesn't change, but the question is what...
Secure, is it like more...
No, the question is what did that mechanically, that extra tefach, tell us? Did it say, I want you to make a corner or I want you to make a door? That was the Masorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what they're arguing about. And the truth of the matter is, you could plug that in the whole way here. Because you could say there was a door here, and what are they saying? They're saying, oh, it's got to face it. Okay, it's got to face it. Can they get a yotzeh? This shot is here, you got to make a corner. And this shot is, no, it's got to face it in a different way. Not face it straight like that, but at least face it in one direction. And this sheet there says you got to make a door. And this sheet that says you got to make a corner. You know what I'm saying? So basically, if you would ask me what you did in the beginning, I said I want to get the sheet this first. There basically are three svaras. Either make a corner, make a door, or kineged ayotze means what? Face the diagonal, either what? Blunt it like this, or blunt it like that. You know what I'm saying? How do you face that vertex? Is it blunted, face it like that, or face it directly like this? You know what I mean? That's the way I would say it. Okay? One sec, Matthews. How many sheetahs do we have so far in the Rishonim? 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, we got that, Chlor?
5.
There's one more I want to do.
No, there's 5, because there's 2 shots in the Hurtov.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct. Let's do one more before we get Rashi. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Matthew.
How can we say that the Nekuda of Machlekes is about the corner and the door when a bunch of the Shitas have the same diagrams for opposite sides? Right? For example, if you look at the fifth one,
the Rishonim of Netroinigo and the Ritzkeis. What's wrong?
They put Rav, the Ritzos first shot about Rav, for Rav Kahana.
Yeah, but each one's on their own. Their Masorah was that Rav requires a corner.
And then
Rav Kahana Rav Gazi jump on him and say, no, you make a door.
And the Ritzvah held that the Rav held.
Each one of them have their own track. They're 5 distinct shots. So, Jacob, you got this?
So it could be that Rav in one person's shot
yeah.
holds the door and another person's shot holds
absolutely
corner.
Correct. Right, they have machlaikas. Yeah. Each one's distinct. I want you to get that down in your notes. If I would have to encapsulate it, like Izzy asked me, I would say, is the tefach tell me to make a corner? Is the tefach tell me to make a door? Or is the tefach tell me blunt the vertex? You guys know what a vertex is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by vertex in geometry. You know, this is the vertex. So is it have to face the vertex like this? Right? Or does it have to blunt it? You know what I mean? Like this. You know what I mean? Like it's blocking it towards the vertex. So it's either going to be door, what is it again? Corner, door, or what? Or how to deal with the what? With the alachzo. Can I get a yotze? So let's do one more shot before we get the rash. Okay, one sec. You had a kasha, Matthew?
I mean, I could be over jumping, but the Gemara says that bringing up the love of dummy, right?
Well, we didn't get to it yet, Lamaisa. Yeah, let's wait, let's get the shot, okay? One last shot in the Rishon I'm watching to get. Number 6. Okay, let's get it. Who's this? This is Rav Shira. This is also Ritzkeis, but not in himself. He's quoting Mishem Rav Shira and Rav Haigon. Okay? Let's get it. Ritzkeis. Mishem what? Mishem Rav Haigon and Rav Shira Gon. We said Rav Shira first, right?
Yeah.
Mishem Rav Shira Gon. Who Mishem what? Rav Haigon. These were Gonim, guys. You know that story? Did I ever tell you? There's a period of time called the Gonim.
Yeah.
So Rav Shaul Lieberman Zatzal was a great Talmud Chacham, once saw the Rav at a bris, and he said, I found an Otzer Agonim that says that Kohanim cannot be metam themselves to Tumas Neveu, a dead carcass of an animal. The Rav said, it's ridiculous. It's not true. It's only Tumas Mace. But he says, I found Otzer Agonim. He says, not all the Gonim at that time were Gonim. That's what the Rav said. These were Gonim. That's what the Rav said. Rav said, he wasn't bothered by it. He thought it was a mistake or the guy was wrong. Only the Rav could say that. But these are, there are some famous Gonim, like Shira Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rav Amram Gon, Rav Saji Gon, correct. We already had Rav Amram Gon already in Taisa Daf Gimel, remember? Sheish Mekomos. Remember Sheish Mekomos?
With the Rizkayas reading about, the Rizkayas, that's one of the Sopashatim we're reading.
It was Rav Shira Gon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. No?
There was two. Amram Gon.
Remember the Rambam? It was the Rambam's Girsa, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
By Sfas Agag. Very good.
Six times you do base.
Yes.
Base
it was Rav Shira Gon. Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Very, very good. Dr. Drazi, I left a message. The boys wanted to start at 11. Sorry. Started a little earlier. I left a message, okay? But it was. You had probably left already. I'm sorry, okay? But I left a message. Good to see you. Okay, here we are. Okay, so let's do the sixth pshat. The sixth pshat is Keneged HaYotze. What's Keneged HaYotze mean? So, please get it down. It means Rav's opinion is what? Like this. You got it? Same thing again. Right here. Or what? Or right here. We're at the top of Dav Zayin, Dr. Drazi. We're going to the sixth pshat and we've shown him. So what's the tefach? Two in the tefach is a kosher sukkah. Well, what is the tefach? Okay? So according to Rav, it's this. Okay? Now what is Rav Kahana and Rav Asi according to them? Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. What's Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? What's their opinion of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? Rav Kahana and Rav Asi say, no way. Should we connect that tour? And what do they say? They say it should be like halacha l'maisa. You know what they say it should be like? Listen to this. And Yosef, you have it down there, good, no? Here. You see this? Look, I'm drawing the diagonal, and it's like this. You have it there in the Perish Chai? You see this, guys? See the way I wrote it? This is the way he has it in the Perish Chai. This is connected what? Yeah. We're going to get to it exactly when we get to that Rashi, okay? But this is the pshat of the Ritzkeiz B'Shem Rav Shira Gon. You follow that, Izzy? Don't you? Diagonal in the sense that the piece is here, though. That's the tefach piece. Standard pshat of Rav, like we said in the first pshat of the Ritva, but Rav Kahana has a new pshat now. That one means connected at tour, okay? You could stand in Em Saruch, but it's considered to be a Pesach. Because you stretch the diagonal. You follow me, Izzy? So you can say this is a shot of a door. You follow me? He also is a door, but it's a different way of making a door.
It's a smaller gap.
Exactly. Correct. And that's why I say it's a dotted line there. But this thing is a door. So I want you to get this down. Jacob, you got this? These are six. You got them down? Thank you. Six distinct pshatim and rishonim, what this is. And all boils upon whether the tefach requires to make a pesach, a door. Does it require to make a corner? Or does it require to deal with the diagonal? Oh. Now, based on all this, let's get to Rashi. Okay? So we got six pshatim now. Now, in Rashi, you got this, Matthew? You got it? You got to fix it? Okay, yeah. Okay, what do you see from Rashi? Let's see Rashi. Okay? Here we go. Now, Rashi is number 7. But Rashi is a big machloik, is what Rashi holds. Marsha and also Maharam. Okay? Let's see, Jacob, why don't you read the Rashi for us, okay? Let's read the Rashi inside, on the bottom, above him, and base. Go ahead, read the Rashi for us, will you? Because we're going to see a machlekes here, what Rashi holds. Go ahead. Yes. Right, Letzad Ma'arav, Mizrach, Letzad Dorom. Now those pictures there are not written by Rashi. How do you know when Rashi writes a picture? He says the word kazeh. If he does not say the word kazeh, then he did not write the picture. Because I'll tell you one thing, guys. If he would have said kazeh, then there would be no machlekes what Rashi says, because he drew the picture. You follow me? So let's get it. So the Maharam says an amazing pshat, okay? The Maharam says, now there's no doubt that the first sheet of Rav is like 4 or 5. Okay, what do I mean? Hangman theory. Rav says hangman theory. Okay? Look at this. Or, as I said, the other way is other way of the hangman theory is what? Is like this. Right? You got that? That's according to Rav. And you read that very nicely. Okay? Because read it, you know, Jacob, read it one more time. Read how Rashi touches Rav. Read, can I get a Yotze? I'll show it to you. Go ahead. Exactly. So even though Rashi doesn't say kazeh, and this is why I said, Yonatan, when Rashi says the word kazeh, you know he drew the pictures. Here he doesn't say the word kazeh. But everyone agrees upon that's what he meant. And that's what it is. It's a hangman, no? In the pictures you have on the daf, isn't that a hangman? Yes? So that's Rashi. No doubt, Rashi. Everyone agrees with Rashi says in Rav. The problem is, what does Rashi hold by Rav Kahana and Ravasi? Okay? What does Rashi hold by Rav Kahana and Ravasi? Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dresser. What does Rav Kahana and Ravasi hold by Ravasi? Okay? This is the Shiloh that I want to bring out, okay? And that is what is not clear in the Rishonim here, okay? In the Gedolei Achronim. Because I said before, Yonatan, Izzy had asked me what it's depend upon. So when you were out, I said it depends upon what is the Tefach supposed to make? A door. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe it's supposed to require you to make a door. Maybe it's supposed to require you to make a corner. Maybe it's supposed to deal with how you're supposed to deal with the diagonal. That's the crux of this machloikis. So read the top Rashi writes when he says, can I get a tour? Okay? Read it. Go ahead. Can I get a tour? Go ahead. Go ahead, Jacob. The next Rashi in Zion Amad Aleph. Yamidenu, can I get Rosh Hatur?
Rosh Hurab, the big tower is a place.
Yeah, read the Dira Maskel. Yamidenu?
Yamidenu, can I get Rosh Hurab? Rosh Hurab, the big tower is a
place. Yeah, don't read the parentheses. Yeah, we skip the parentheses. Right. Oh. In the diagonal. Omizrachis. What is tlomim mean? A hill, a furrow. When you want to plow something, how do you plow? So look at this picture that he draws here beautifully. When you plow something, guys, you know how you plow? How do you plow? You plow like this. You finish the top one longer, the second one a little shorter, then so on and so on. That's what Rashi means with the furrows. That the furrows, they go what? They go a little bit smaller each one. Go ahead. Right, and they finish up, exactly. Zerah, Bezev, Zerah, Bezev. And it finishes up and it forms a diagonal, each one longer. So let's plug in now. So what does Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold? Oh, so it comes along the Maharam. I'm sorry, let's start with the Marshal. You know what the Marshal says? The Marshal says amazing. He says it means like this. It's an amazing shot. He says it means, see that? Means like this. Where you make the diagonal going like that. So it makes the diagonal going like that. Or we go like this. Or we go like this. That's, I'm going to write down, Maharam. I'm sorry, Maharshal. That's the Maharshal's shot. Okay, that's number one. Number two. That's the Maharshal's shot. However, the Maharam writes not that way. The Maharam writes that it means like this. Maharam writes, no, that's how Rashi means. Rashi means like this. We had this shot already. Look at this. See that? See how it blunts it? That's what Rashi means. The diagonal of the furrow example, he was trying to give it like this. We already had this pshat before. Where have we had this already before? According to what? According to the Marashah, we had this in Ritva Sekhem Shah Rav Kana Rav Asi. According to the Maharam, we had this in whose pshat? The Ritva's first pshat, yes, of Rav Kana Rav Asi. Correct. So basically, it's a Machlokes Marashah, Maharam. Is Rashi going like the first pshat of the Ritva or the second? I want you to get it down like that. Okay? You got me? Is Rashi, when he talks to Rav Kana Rav Asi, like the first pshat of the Ritva or the second pshat of the Ritva? That's the Machlokes. Okay? But there's one last pshat, the Marashah. What does the Marashah say? Let's get it. The Marashah says the following in Rashi. Says the Marashah says Rashi is Keneged HaTur, is that which Rav Kana Rav Asi said the Rav, since you can make the stretch the alachzon, the diagonal, along the what? From the long wall to the short wall, there's no reason why it's got a touch. So which one is that? Listen to this, guys. This is what I was telling you in the parish guide. You follow me, Yosef? Look. See this? Yonatan, you see that? This piece is going like that. You see that? The dot, it's hard for me to... Here, let me draw it more over here. Just repeating it here. You with me? Here. He's basically going like this. But the piece is this way. The tefach is this way. You follow me? The tefach is this way, along the slant line. It's not like it was over here. You like going like this. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's different. There's a new pshat in the mice he wants to tiny. And that's what we have here in the Perish Chai. Thank you, Yosef. Perish Chai has it exactly like this. Like the way I drew it. Here, you see that? See, it's going the same way. The thing is going the same way as the dotted line. Whereas this is the pshat of who? This is the pshat of the Rav Kana Rav Asi that we said halakha l'maisa. Okay, that its dotted line is there. So that's the machlokes. Okay, we got this? So that's what the Marashah wants to say. So basically, Yonatan, we got six pshatim in the Rishonim, what Vosot Tevach means. And then we have what? Three different machlokes achronim in what Rashi touches Rav Kana Rav Asi. Either like the Marashah, it's like the second shot of the Ritva. Either like the Maharav, it's like the first pshat of the Ritva, or Rav Kana Rav Asi, or it's like the Marashah that has a whole new pshat. Okay? But it all depends upon what is the mechanic of the tefach. Is it to create a door? Is it to what? Create a what? A corner? Or is it to create a what? A lachzon where you work with a diagonal. Well, there are different ways to work with the diagonal. You can work with a diagonal like this, like it's facing the diagonal. You know what I mean? Lavgon is like a football player. He's facing the diagonal. You follow me? Or you could say, no, it's going shooting towards the vertex. That's another way of saying it. Or it can go along with it, like the Marashah's shot. And the last shot of the diagonal is that a what? Is that it faces the diagonal line. You follow me? So there really are four permutations of how to work with the diagonal. That's a good encapsulation, I think, of these two sheets in the Gemara. Okay? You got me? All right, very good, guys. Oh, so let me ask you a question. Let's get this down. What was Rav's response to them?
Shasik.
Shasik. What does Shasik mean?
Quiet.
Excellent. So what does that mean? Now, what that means is, okay, let's get this, Jacob. We said Rav's response to that, again, I wrote on the board, six distinct pshatim in the Rishonim, and then there's three pshatim in Rashi. Okay? Marashah, Maram, and the Marashah. Now, they ask him very respectfully, Rav Kana Rav Asi, to Rav, and he's shosik. What is he shosik? Rashi doesn't say a word. Now, before we get to the Rishonim, you can take two approaches to shtika. Either shtika means a what? An agreement. Or it says, I'm not really gorish your words. That doesn't even warrant a response. I don't hold you at all. That's the first shot. The other shot is, I don't even need to respond to you. Kind of like what it says in the Gemara in Gittin, right? Like it says in the Gemara in Gittin, and daf what? Lamed gimel amed beis? Hanel lovim v'lomen ovim. Someone insults you? What does it say? You should be from the insultees. Not you should be, but no one should ever insult you, God forbid. But if someone insults you, what does it say? Don't be the insulter, right? It's better to be the insultee rather than the insulter. We say it every day, three times a day, Shema Esrei. Elokai, Netzor Lashoni, Mimkalai, Nafshi Tidom. What is Nafshi Tidom? My soul should be silent. Yes? So I'm asking you, when you take the shtika, the Rav Shosik, we did six pshatim Rishonim and three pshatim in Rashi. Marsha, Marshal, and Rashi. And the way we encapsulated in Lumdus was either the man that tells to make a door, or either it's the what? Either it's the what? Make a corner, or either it's to deal with an alasim. Alasim could be blunted, like, you know, like you're fighting against it, blocked like a football player, or to go along with it, right? Or to what? Blunt it also on the other side of it. Or to come after it. Okay? All right. But why was he quiet? Okay, so let's get this. Because there are two different pshatim either way. Was he quiet because he agreed or he wasn't even garistah? Okay. Here we go. If you look, Lomaisin, in the Baal HaMor, which I gave you, on Beizim and Aftap Yariv, you know what the Baal HaMor writes? The Baal HaMor says he was quiet because he wasn't garistah words. He said, you guys, I don't have to respond to your kasha. It's totally wrong. Don't tell me keneged what? Keneged a tour. Rosh tour. Forget about it. Baal HaMor said, you know what? I think I'm not gurus your words. Lo chas le divrayim. Okay? Baal HaMor says what? Baal HaMor says, no way. He didn't even chorus. What do we always say when there's a machleitz, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban? What's the Ramban sefer called? Milchamas Hashem. He thought it was a chutzpah neira that the Baal HaMor, at the age of 18, he's been cholik on the rift. The rift is the Gadol Ador from Fez, Morocco. And this little, this young Talmud Chacham, 18 years old, that's why he wrote it. It's called, in certain sense, it's called Mor Katan. Other sense, it's called Mor Gadol. The Rabban thought it was a chutzpah neira. You know, a chutzpah neira is a terrible chutzpah that the young Talmud Chacham takes on the rift like this. So he wrote a sefer to defend the rift called the Mechamas Hashem. And a lot of times they speak very sharply to each other. They loved each other in Torah, but when they speak to each other very sharply. So you know what the Ramban said? He says, you know what? Forget about that. You know what? The only time you can say that is when it's mukhuch that way. What is mukhuch that way? When you know, when you can prove to me without a doubt, 100%, the guy was quiet because he's not goris. But as Yonatan said, on the contrary, usually silence shows what? Hodoah. A silence shows hodoah. So therefore, what the Ramban says, I disagree with you heartily. And therefore, Lamai said, cannot be. And the Baal HaMor himself quotes a shita that says he was quiet because of Mekabel Divrayim. Okay, the Baal HaMor is cholik. But the Ramban seems to support that shita. So at the bottom of the line, it's a machlokes Baal HaMor Ramban. Why was Rav Shosek? According to the Baal HaMor, because he didn't think they were right. He didn't even warn a response. The Ramban says the only way you could say that is you know for sure that's the way. Otherwise, you go back to what Yonatan said, that shtika is kol da. Oh. So I saw in the Ritva, amazing pshat. Says the Ritva, you know what? He says, L'churul, I would say like Yonatan, that the shtika was a hodah, like other chaverim, there are mezals of a covered chaverim. We find many times that shtika can be said, I'm not gurus you. That's only b'makom that a Talmud asks Akasha and the Rebbe is shosik. Were they Talmidim and Rav here?
Yeah, they were Talmidim.
No, that's what I thought, Matt. I thought like you. But the Gemara says clearly in Sanhedrin, the Rav Kahana and Rav Asa were not considered Talmidim of Rav. Why were they not Talmidim of Rav? They heard Shiurim from Rav. And they went when they were Shilas. But Lagabi what? Svaris? They were not considered to be Talmidim of Rav. That's what the Ritva writes. I couldn't believe it.
You have a different
Rav
for Shilas.
They heard Shilas, Lomais, but Lomais, if they thought something, they went ahead with it. And the Ritva says, Halacha Lomaisa, that the sugyan is possible to say that Shahodalem Rav, it's possible to say he turns it around and says maybe Rav was more than them. Rav did not respond. But since Shmuel, Mishmei, Levi, and all the base of Midrasha held like Rav, Lamaisa, they weren't choshish to Rav Kahana Rav Asi. So smashma the what, the shtik of the Rav was because of what he wasn't choshish to the Ram. So I want you to get this Ritva. Please get it. Let's get the Cheshbon down. Let's get it, Matthew. The Ritva writes, you know what? I would have thought in general that the shtika of shtika ko adoy, because we find many times that's what it means. Halacha lamaisa. He says the only time that you're going to say, and this is a chiddush, the only time that you're going to say that the shtika shows that I don't really, it doesn't warrant a response when you're talking about a Rav to a Talmud. When the Rav is silent to the Talmud, then you can interpret that it means what? I don't think what you're saying is correct, and therefore what? There is no reason to say that it's shtika kodafa. On the contrary, it's considered to be something else. The shtika of Rav, the mashmos is a lashon of hodah, because lemaisa kishar chaverim nemazaz v'kavur chaverim. We find many times that shtika might be I'm not gorgeous. That's only a Talmud and a Rav. This is not a Talmud and a Rav. So if it's not a Talmud and a Rav, it must be that it's considered to be what? Must be that it's considered to be hodah. So in our sugya, you could say that Rav was what? Rav was moded to them, but what? But you see from the continuous of the Gemara, where the Gemara throws away what? The Gemara throws away Rav Kana Rav Asi, that the shtika of Rav was what? That he wasn't Kairistam. So what I want to say from the Ritva is, at the end of the day, is the shtika according to the Ritva was, he wasn't Kairistam. But what? He wasn't Kairistam because it was a Rav to a Talmud. He wasn't Kairistam because the ensuing Gemara points out all the other shtikas did not hold like Rav Kana Rav Asi. So at the end of the day, the shtika was that I'm not going to you, but it wasn't because it was a Rav and Talmud relationship, it's because everyone else in the Beis Midrash also wasn't going to you. You follow what I mean? So the Ritva at the end of the day agrees to who? Agrees to the Baal Mor, but for a different reason. The Ramban says, no, shtika go do it. So it comes out to be a Machlegis in the Rishon. Very interesting. Yes, go ahead, Matt. What do you say?
I know there's, I guess, no real answer to this, but
yes.
What would the reason be that Rav's response to them would be shtika if he didn't go like that? Why would you say that? We have hundreds of times in Gemara where
right.
Machlokes says you're wrong.
I think he felt that the Svara was so weak that he didn't need a response. That's what he thinks. That's what I think you have to say. Just like in the Midos. If someone says something that's insulting to you, you don't even that shouldn't even register a response. You know that phrase in English that, you know, what's it called? Stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Sticks I
know.
And stones will
sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a very hard statement to fulfill because words do hurt people. There's no doubt. Words hurt might even hurt people more. But what I'm saying to you is that if you compare it to Lumbus, he didn't feel that it warranted a response. You follow me?
What's the
Ritva says at the end of the day, Yonatan, that the shtik of Rav is that he wasn't Goristan. But usually we only say that when it's a relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud.
Yeah.
Here they weren't Talmidim. So why do you consider that to be the shtik like that? Because the ensuing Gemara argues on Rav Kana Rav Asi as well. Other shtikas in the Gemara, whole Beis Medrash didn't hold like Rav Kana Rav Asi. So therefore you go back and say it must be the shtik of Rav as he wasn't Goristan. But don't tell me it's because of Rebbe and a Talmud because they were not Talmidim. They might have gone to Yerushalayim, but they weren't Talmidim. Okay? And for as far as they didn't, they relied on their own. For as far as they relied on their own. Okay. We got that, Chlor? All right, very good. Halacha l'maisa. Now that we did the pshat, I just want to just point out, let's get to it. How do you translate, because we always say you don't skim it. How do you translate the phrase Rosh Tur? What does Rosh Tur mean? Tur usually means an ox. When I saw this, I thought it was like the head of an ox. So I was very curious to know if anyone said that. Okay? So I found that the smak in Lotase Reishai and Tes says it means the head of an ox. So he says the head of an ox is like is at a diagonal. I don't know, that's what he says. The head of an ox is like at a diagonal. Do you understand how that's so? It's wide on one side and narrow on another side. That's what he says. So the smog did say what he said. Did he say what I thought it could be? Baruch Hashem, I was very happy for that. But, of course, we have to translate it like Rashi. How does Rashi translate it? As the furrows, right? What does Rashi say? Each furrow, you make each line longer than the other. The second one shorter. You form a diagonal. And Rashi says this in Divri Yamim. Divri Yom Aleph Perik Yudzayin Plus Yudzayin. Please get it. Risani Kisor Adam Hamala. Tur is a row. And we find Rosh Tur Yerik. We find by Kilayim that it's also known as what? It's known as, it's considered to be, you know, by the Dinim of Kilayim. And the Rambam has it like in Kilayim. Lamaisa. Rambam has it in Kilayim. But Lamaisa, so we'll stick with Rashi first. It's furrows. And it's considered to be like a furrow of vegetables. That's what it sees, Pshat. He says Tore Zahav, the Marshal. It's a Lashon of turtle doves. He's a lush of Turei Zahav. But Lamaisa, That's the two pshat that I want to say over. The Smag and the Rambam. I'm the Rashi. And then we had one more pshat, the Rambam. The Rambam says it's kind of like a necklace, not a necklace, but an earring. That women wear earrings. So he says the earring is considered to be what in that form? You want to say tur is a type of earring that they put on their ears. Okay? And it's turei zahav nasa l'cha. In other words, it's considered to be like an ear because it's an earring because they have corners. Okay, that's why it's like considered to be Rosh Tur. So those are the different pshat that you have for Rosh Tur. Okay, good. So that's the first pshat in the Gemara. I was wondering, how do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? Of all these different cases that we have in the Shulchan Aruch, so I'm wondering. So what's the answer? The answer is there is no answer. Why is that so, Matthew? Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like the Shita. So the different Shitas in Rishonim, we're going to see the ensuing Shitas in the Gemara. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but the Mechaber doesn't hold like this. Okay? So the Mechaber doesn't hold like it, it's not a problem. See, it's interesting that the Rebbe Kiveger says, look at the Mishnah Kilayim, Kereged Rosh HaTur. And then by Shosik, he has all the different cases by Shosik. So this is Lamais, what we have. I want you to get this down, Lamais. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't weigh in at because we don't pass like this Shita. Okay? But it doesn't mean you still got to know it, guys. Still got to know the sheet of what the pshat in the Gemara is. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, let's see the top taisus. Okay, let's see the top taisus. This brings us to the sugya Maseches Erevin. Okay, let's see the top taisus. Go ahead, Jake. You did a great job. Okay, let's see the Gemara in Maseches Erevin. Taisus asked this kasha. Let's go slow with it. A lot of times you've said it, and when taisus asks a kasha, it doesn't say what im tomar yesh lomar. Doesn't say tema. Tosus implies a caution. You got to figure it out on your own. Yes? So what do you got here? Let's see. You're doing a great job, Jacob. Go ahead. Let's see the Dibra Masko. Read the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Yes. Period. So what do we say if you have a mavui that's wider the entrance than 10 amos? What's it then? What do you say, Matthew? Let's get this, okay? You look it up to Rashi there? You got me? Matthew, you got me? What does the Mishnah say in Erevin? Mishnah says in Erevin if what? We know the Mishnah. What does it say? It says if you have a mavui that's wider than 10 amos, what do? You got to what? You have to what? What do you have to do? You have to lessen the what? You have to lessen the length. Yes? You follow me? What did our Gemara says? How do you machshir a mavi shirochav pischo esrim amah? We have to, it can't, if it's 20 amas wide, you're in trouble. So what do? So this is a sugin erivin daf yud. Okay? Again, the Brisa says, if it's wider than 20 amas or wider, it's puzzled. You got me? Okay, that's the din. The Mishnah said, if it's wider than 10, you have to be mayed it. The Bryce argues and says what? If it's wider than 20, you're in trouble. Okay, we got that? So Machlokes Mishnah, Bryce, and Erevin, Daf what? Daf Yud. So listen to this. The Gemara says, believe it or not, we don't pass like the Mishnah. Okay? So what does that mean, we don't pass like the Mishnah? So it means that what? It means that we don't pass like the Mishnah, and therefore what? We pass like the Bryce. And the Brisa says you could put up sticks. What do you mean you put up a stick? What's the stick do? You got 20 amas wide. Let's say that's 20 amas. You put a stick in the middle. Now it's less than what? It's 10 amas in each direction. Yes? So that's no problem. Because it's got to be what? It's got to be 20. So the stick interrupts it. Yes? So now it's less than 20. It's good. So the Gemara says, Beferish, okay, the Allah is not like that, Brisa. You cannot do that. You have to do more than that. Okay? So what do? So I want you to get this. You know what the Gemara suggests? The Gemara suggests like this. Here. You take 10 amas. You see this? Yes, if you got it, 10 amas plus 3 and plus what? Plus 2. And how much is this? And therefore you have what? You have a way of diminishing the mavui. You have a way of diminishing the mavui, and it says what? You have 4 amos. You have a mechitza gavo asar meshach arba amos umamidul arko shemavui in sir aleph lamaisa. So what do you have here? You just what? You only have 20. It's less than 10 amas now. Each one of the mavos is less than 10 amas. Okay. So what you've done is you've saved the day. You made a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, and it's going on arba amos, and your mamido la'arko shamavui, b'emsa pesach. So you put it right in the middle. So look at this picture I have here. It's colored here, this picture. See that? 10 by 4, this thing in the middle. So now it's less than what? Less than 20 amos. So that's one way of solving it. Fine.
This would be in the wrong direction.
Well, as long as it's, I've been machshir at Lamaisa, that it's going to be, its rechav is going to be less than 10 amos. So it is halach Lamaisa. It's 10 amos Lamaisa, so therefore I've been machshir. I'm machshir the Nesina through Alechi Rekura, and I can do that in this way. So I'm machalik in one of two ways, but the Gemara gives another way. What's the other way? The Gemara says that if I have 10 amos, look at this. If I have 10 amos and 3 and then 2, and that's considered to be good. This is another way of being machshir the mavu. You follow me? This is another way of being machshir the mavu. You have 10 here, you have 3, and you have 2. This is another way to be machshir the mavu, because we have a klal of what? We have a klal of amid merubah parts. If there's more wall than opening, then it's considered to be fine. So the Gemara says, well, that's another way to be machshir it. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Yeah, it's not considered to be our mamas enough, correct.
All these things, even though they might be facing the wrong direction, but have...
Right, as long as you create more amud and parts. But the Gemara asks the Kasha, it says what? It says it's difficult. Because if you do amu mechsa on each side, that should be good as well. So the Gemara says, no, amud ruba parts, yishtei ruchas, is not considered to be oimed. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, the olam, that I can say parts ruba yishtei ruchos, but there's a cloud. What's the cloud? What does that mean? That if you have airspace on both sides of something, then what? Then it shoots down the whole wall. And that's exactly what's happening here. There's an avir on both sides. There's a piritush de'amos. On the same side, there's an eser amos. And therefore, it should destroy what? Mavatla the amud that's in the emsa. You have a wall in the middle, and I have space on both sides of the wall. It's like the wall doesn't exist. That's a klal and ervin. Avir mechad gisa, avir mechad gisa. You follow me, Matthew? The whole mechitza falls. If I have, let's say I have a mechitza here. This is the Gemara. But there's space here on both sides. It's like the mechitza doesn't exist. That's the klal and ervin. So what's Toysis Kasha, Jacob? You tell me, what's Toysis Kasha? In our sugya, what does Keneged Rosh HaTur help? Every different one of these permutations. Every single one. Every single one of these connected Rosh HaTur, Rav Khan or Rav Asi, there's a space. There's a space on each side. It's open. It should destroy every opinion of connected HaTur. There's open space.
No.
Why not?
How can it destroy?
There's open space.
Connected HaTur. Connected HaTur for most Shitas is the same as for.
No, from state study at Daifins, Mavatal the Daifin. It's from both sides. You have it out from both sides. Allah
lamaisa. But if in many situations we read negative Torah, the same Torah, the same as for someone else who read.
Look at this.
Al Yotze, then how?
But look at this. It's open on both sides.
Okay, so that
you're right. Not according to everyone, but any opinion, any opinion that's open on both sides. How can you make such a suggestion?
Okay, fine. So that one, the Meiri second one.
This one also lamaisa, right?
The Meiri second one.
Yeah. Look at this one.
That one
this
also.
One's also open on both sides.
And then the
Marshal. The Marshal's John is also open on both sides.
Maram and Marshal,
correct.
Yeah.
You're right. Tysus is learning like the Pshatim that it's open. So if it's open on both sides, you got a problem. That's Tysus Kasha. Should destroy it. So what's Tysus Terence? Go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead. Oh, 1 second. Chabe Ora Asla. What's Ora Asla? Yeah, let's say you have a porta potty, like kind of. What are they called? Chamber pot, right? Exactly. So you see that there's a strap that the guy sits on to go to the restroom. I guess he sits on it. He sits on the whole thing, but there's a hole in the strap. Yes. So do we assume that this is like a? Let's say there's a piece of mace inside the chamber pot. So do we assume that there's a gag? That is a tefach that would block the tumor. Let's say there's a kezias mace right directly under that strip. So would you say it blocks the tumor or not? What do you say? In other words, when he sits there, and the neck of Yoshua Love, he sits on it. If there's a Kazayas mace and Kalim, does the Avir on Nekev starve with the Ord for a sheer Tefach? And therefore the Kalim become Tommy Betumas oil mace. So you understand what I'm saying? Can you count the hole here to be a sheer of a Tefach for the leather? See the hole? Can you count the hole there to equal a Tefach for the leather? You follow me? Yes or no? Now, to me, if there's a Kazayas mace in there, it's like a gag. And therefore, the tefach space, and it blocks the tomb in. The mace is directly under it, the Kazayas mace. So it stays inside. So that's a nafkamina. So that's what he means, Taisis Kasha. If the neck is bigger than the ore, then what? It's mavatal, the leather. If it's smaller, then it works. So what's Taisis Kasha? Kenegaratur, the whole thing should go up in smoke. Don't tell me, can I get a tracker of Karavasa make this? It's open on both sides. And Matthew pointed out astutely, corn of some shot. Tyson's what, assuming like that.
That's why the Gemara rejects it.
But Tyson's asking the mice. Well, we'll see. There'll be different reasons for that. But Tyson's Kasha is that obviously stays done, we should destroy it. So what's Tyson's Terrence? Go ahead. What does he say? Yesh Lomar. Yeah, go ahead. He doesn't say Yesh Lomar. He says the Hacha. Excellent. The third wall is a tefach, and therefore what? Hilchasa? Excellent. So it's considered to be a wall. A tefach on its own is a wall. Go ahead. Beautiful. So what's the answer? That whole concept that there is over on both sides destroys an umud, a pillar. But if something halakhically is considered to be a wall already, then what? Then you're done already. So this is very interesting, because if you think about this, what do we have earlier on Dalam and Beis? And we had built up also that when it came to Hilchos Sukkah, we were much more machmir than Hilchos what? Hilchos Shabbos. Because by Sukkah you need a shame dolphin. Right? Whereas by Shabbos all you need is a makif the makom, or a lepshah we had from Rav Shulti. They need to be inaccessible, remember? We were much more machmir by Sukkah. You needed a shame dolphin. You remember that? Now what is Tysus saying? It's fakir. Yeah. That by Sukkah we're more makel, because by Sukkah the tefach alone is considered to be a dolphin, I'll be din. I don't care whether it's open on both sides. You follow me, Izzy? It's automatic. Bless you, Jacob. It's automatically a shame dolphin, so I don't care whether it's open on both sides. It's a shame dolphin on its own. You understand what I mean? We're saying now by dolphin we're much more makel now. Because tuna tefach means that tefach is viewed as a dolphin automatically. I don't care whether it's over on both sides. I have my dolphin anyway. Whereas in Hilchos Shabbos, when I'm trying to develop a what? A wall. To try to add up different pieces in order to do that. Yes? In order to do that, I don't have a formulated wall already. So if I have open space on both sides, that destroys the what? That destroys my making up the wall. You understand what I mean? Whereas by Sukkah, it's already a wall. That was the significance I want you to get out of this Tysus. It's really a new theory. Or it's a new nafkamina. Happens to be because of the Lachlan Mashem Sinai, but once it's zapped as a shame dolphin, I don't care about the space on both sides. Whereas in Uncle Shabbos, I'm trying to make up a dolphin. And if there's space on both sides, it'll destroy the omen that's there. Yonatan, you follow what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. What up to we have said many times already. We had it on Tyson Dal and Beis. We had it with the Ritva. Then when it came to Hilchos Sukkah, you needed a shame dolphin, a formal shame dolphin. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, all I need is what? Is to be makif a makom, right? So therefore it's much easier to accomplish that. Or to say that makom is inaccessible. Whereas by Sukkah, I need a formalized dolphin. Seemed like Sukkah was much more machmer than what? Than Hilchos Shabbos, correct? With that Tyson Ritva. Now we turn around on Dav Zayinam and Aleph, and the top Tosis is saying what? What's the top Tosis saying? It's saying that when it comes to Sukkah, Sukkah is ashamed over with a tefach alone. Two and a tefach. If you have two Yonatan already, and then you have a tefach, that tefach is viewed as a dolphin already. I don't care whether there's space on each side. You follow me? So therefore I'm being more makel in Sukkah. Whereas in Uchel Shabbos, in Masechas Erevin, to form the wall, what do you need? You need to have more. You can't have space on both sides. You hear what I'm pointing out to you? You see the opposite from this Tysus. Once you have the what? The intricacies of a sukkah, of two, and then the tefach zapped is a doifin, and it's much more makel. Don't bother me with the space on the other side. You follow me? So it's not a steering tesis. I'm just saying it's using the mechanics of the chesukah. So once you have two full walls and a tefach, that tefach is great. Done. Yes. That the tefach is considered, that's what I'm bringing out. That the tefach is a shame dolphin, and therefore it's not going to bother me, the space on the other side. It's a dolphin on its own. Even according to certain sheetahs, that what? That it's not connected to the right angle. Connected at two, right? Yes, what do you say?
I was going to ask before then, so why does it matter if it's like we're trying to make it Shabbos or Pesach? Why don't we just say Tzavach HaMosh Messina? The third wall just has to be a tefach.
No, but the kasha is, the word is, what's the lumdus in the tefach? Is it to make a corner? Is it to what? Make a door? That's the shot.
Now,
different sheetahs.
Now, in the third way, we say it's a lach moshe sinai.
No, that's always a lach moshe. Everyone agrees. The question is, what was the lach moshe sinai teaching me? To make a corner? To make a door? To use the diagonal properly? You follow me? But what I'm pointing out from Tysus is this chiddush, and it's labeled as a what? As a tefach. That's the din. Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
Are we going to daven here, or are we going to go
there? Oh, because you have, I'd like to daven here, Lamaisa. How many guys do we have?
Seven,
so we gotta get three guys. Okay, let's do 11. We'll stop 12:15. Yeah, I want to go to Hanukkah. Something now in Hanukkah now. Okay, now we'll gather three guys. Okay, what'd you say?
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Oh, I hope we'll be able to get three. I would imagine we'll be able to get three guys. Okay, but let's get to the Hanukkah, and then we'll dive into 12:15. Okay. All right. So you guys got the two sheetahs down in the Gemara. Yeah. Tomorrow we could go Vayter. It's much harder. This first sheet was hard, but we got through it. Okay. Now, there's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch regarding Hilchos Chanukah that you're not allowed to work during the Hadlakas Neiros. Okay? You're not allowed to work during the Hadlakas Neiros. Women are not allowed to work, and some sheetahs say even men. The minig usually is women, but what type of malacha? So we assume the malacha is malacha of tircha, not lamites malachas. When we talk about Malacha and Yonatan here, what are we talking about? We're not talking about Lamentes Malachas. When I talk about Malacha, I'm talking about Malacha and Cholomoy. Schwitzing, working. Let's say doing laundry, doing sewing, correct, cooking, should not be done during the first half an hour of Malacha's neighbors. As I said, there's two Shidish Gorach, one a woman, one a man. Usually the minig is what? Just women, okay? And the reason for that being is that Halacha l'maisa, there has to be a devotion to the mitzvah to realize that we're doing the shame mitzvah, the shame kovod l'maisa of the mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch continues there and writes that on Purim there's a chiyuv suda, but on Chanukah not. Quotes the Maharam in Rutenberg. Why is that? Says the Maharam in Rutenberg that on Purim we were physically attempted to be annihilated. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a what? A physical mitzvah to eat and drink. But on Chanukah, it was not a physical attempt of annihilation. It was a spiritual attempt. Hellenist. Therefore, we have a what? We do not have a chiyuv suda. However, the Rambam writes we could spiritualize our suda by singing zmiras with tishbachos and sharing divit Torah. So you should spiritualize your suda at a Hanukkah party. Make sure that you sing zmiras with tishbachos and that you also give divit Torah. Very, very important. However, please get it down. There is no chiyuv suda like we find on Purim. Purim, there's a chiyuv suda. Chanukah, there is no chiyuv suda. So it would follow. Please get this judgment that we know that whenever you have to insert something in Birkas HaMazon, it all depends whether there's a chiyuv suda. So on Friday night and Shabbos lunch, we have to eat a suda. If you miss Ritzei, you got to repeat benching. If it's Yontif, you got to eat a meal. If you get Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat benching. What about Alanisim? It would follow, you would think, that on Chanukah, if you miss Alanisim, you don't have to go back. And when it comes to Purim, if you miss Alanisim, you would have to go back. Not true. We paskin Alanisim is never an insert that is ma'akev, ever. So even on Purim, where there's a Purim Suda, there is no chiv to go back for Alanisim. If you remember it, in Harachaman, there's Harachaman, there's Harachaman, and you start the what? You start Alanisim again, Halach Lamaisa, and that's the way you can save yourself if you remember. But there is no separate bracha at all. That is recited. If you catch yourself before Ubnei Yishlaim HaTov Meitiv, you know, by Ritzin Yalvo, there's a separate bracha that is said. Allah Lamaish. You know what I'm talking about, those separate brachas that are said if you catch yourself. But there is no such when it comes to Hanukkah. But this brings us to the following Nakuda. And that is, is that, is there anything that we have to specifically eat on Hanukkah? Yes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should eat specifically milchiks. You should make sure you eat milchiks on Hanukkah, at least one of the meals. Because we know the Yehudis fed the Hegmon cheese and got them all drunk and she killed them. But since she fed them with cheese, the minig is to have milchiks on Hanukkah. I'm not saying you have to have milchiks every day, but you should certainly have a suda, and the suda that you spiritualize should be a milchitika meal. Allah has to fulfill this mitzvah in its most proper way, al pi din. Now, the truth of the matter is that halal that we say on Hanukkah is an unbelievable chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, is a din d'oraisa. There is a din d'oraisa to say halal on Hanukkah, because the Chassam Sofer writes, halal al anes is a d'oraisa, even if you're commemorating a nes. And then Netziv says, no way. Halal al anes is only d'oraisa b'shas anes, like during Pesach, when you relive the exodus of Mitzrayim. But when you commemorate a nes, it is not d'oraisa. It's only d'rabbanan. You must know that Chassam Sofer. It's fascinating. Even though the holiday of Hanukkah is only d'rabbanan, but halal al anes is considered to be d'oraisa. And therefore, we have a din that the Shulchan Aruch writes that on Hanukkah, we have no fasting, we have no eulogies, al pi halacha. And the question is, what about a tainus cholom? Somebody had a bad dream. Now, when it comes to a bad dream, please get this. The Mishnah Berurah says, when you wake up in the morning, you should fast. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the following. Please, two nekudas, we hold like the Aruch HaShulchan seems like. That's usually the minig. Either pay the amount of money you eat in the day, you don't have to actually fast. Or number two, if you're the type of person that doesn't bother you, the dream, because it doesn't bother you, then you don't even have to fast at all. Usually what I recommend is you should pay the amount of money given. There's also a concept called a tavas chalom, which you go in front of three people, like Ataras Nadarim, they act as a base, and they say the chalom should be transformed to good. You don't tell them the bad dream. You're never supposed to tell over anyone your bad dream. Keep it quiet to yourself. You always keep it quiet. I'll pick up all, God forbid it could come to fruition. So you never say it. And if you're the type of person that it doesn't bother, so what do you do on Hanukkah? So it could be that you fasted, but because you're fasting on Hanukkah, which is an Aveira, you got to fast another day for fasting on Hanukkah. Okay? But what we're suggesting is not a problem because we rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. Either pay the amount of money, or you're the type of person that doesn't bother, you don't have to worry about it. You follow what I'm saying? I'll be din. Okay. Now, let's close with the following, something in Lomas from the Parsha, and then we have to dive in. Jay, you try to get, you have to get three guys? Yeah, okay, thank you. Let's just follow from something from the Parsha that I wanted to mention. There is a Mesorah based on the Gemara Brachas that Avram is Mesach and Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv. Now, there is a question in the Gemara and Brachas, a fascinating story, that a terrible machlekes erupted between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. Rav Gamliel said, Meiriv is obligatory. Rav Yeshua said, it's Rishus. There was a Talmud that asked Rav Yeshua, and then there was that same Talmud went and asked Rav Gamliel. They got into a big machlekes, made him walk, it was not right, and it was a terrible story. But the Gemara identifies the Talmud at the end of the story. Why would you want to identify the Talmud at the end of the story? First of all, you shouldn't have asked both. Once you ask one child, you don't ask another kasha, shaila, or Rebbe. You know who that Talmud was? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says Shimon Bar Yochai. So you know what the Sefer Lam Natzeach, David answers? You know what he says? He says an amazing thing. He says Shimon Bar Yochai was Tarasu Nasal. He was learning every second. So he's learning every second. Rabbi Yeshua said, Potter for him. But for Gans Kla Yisrael, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yeshua would have agreed that it was considered to be what? It was considered to be a chova. That's how you identify it. But the bottom line is that we don't really follow this in halacha. We assume Meiriv is a Rishus. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Baag, it says it became obligatory upon us, halacha Lamaisa, it became obligatory upon us to always what? To always say what? It became obligatory upon us to always say Meiriv, and no one should ever say only it's a Rishus versus another mitzvah. But in a vacuum, you always daven Meiriv, and there is no allowance for one to say that. So even though that's a nice shtickel Torah, but it doesn't seem that we seem to be that we paskin like that. We paskin in its courts or rishus, but we accept it upon ourselves a chova. And that is why, and there are two other forms which I want to close with, is Havinenu and Tfilis Ktsara. What is Havinenu? If you're, we don't really rely on it, but you know what Havinenu is based on? Havinenu is based on the concept of what? That it's you're at rush time, you say the first three brachas fully, you say the last three brachas fully, and you put everything into one bracha with, it's called Havinenu, with brachatam shemat fila. And that counts as a real full Shemone Esrei. But we rarely say it. But then there's something when you're in a dangerous place, which is only a one-line thing called Tfilis Ktsara, which is Tfilis Amcha Tzarcha Merubim, which is when you get out of the dangerous place, you got to say the full Shemone Esrei. That's the difference. Zmanim also, if you're in trouble with time.
I'm saying, I was thinking, like, if you say Tfilis Ktsara, and then you are out of a dangerous place, post-Zman, do you say it?
If it's within 8 minutes after Shkia, Reb Moshe says fine, Reb Avadi 13, by Mincha. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's see, do we have a minion? Where is Jacob? Oh, did Jacob leave or he had to get guys? Yeah.
There's only two guys in the middle.
Oh, really?